We're talking with Dan Scheich here at the Tulsa State Fair. He's our steer judge for the 2013 show. And Dan, what you're from University of Illinois, right?
Correct.
Tell me, you know, as you go around shows like this one, what's the right kind of a steer that you're trying to put up toward the top end of the classes?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, looking for steers that have the basic market steer fundamentals. So they have to be heavy muscled. We're in the beef business, and we sell them by the pound, and so they have to have some muscle and have some product potential. Also, they need to have the correct amount of finish on them. It's an indication of you know, their ability to marble. We like a high-quality beef product, so I'm looking for steers that have muscle and correct degree of finish. But then there's a lot of cattle that meet that. So sometimes at these really good shows like the Tulsa State Fair, the top end steers are really sorted on you know, structural correctness and balance and just some secondary traits, because so many of them have the muscle and have the rib and have the right kind of finish. So I'm really looking for a steer that maybe isn't the best in any one area, but is good and complete and excels in a lot of areas.
How much relationship to the right kind of a steer at a show like this versus the right kind of a steer that we're looking for to satisfy the need of the consumer?
Well, I guess for me, I hope a lot. You know, the only thing that I don't know that from a production standpoint would be valuable is how fast they've grown. So assuming that they've gotten to this weight at the, you know, appropriate time and have been fast growing, I'm 100% confident that the steers that I use towards the top are the most valuable ones. Now, growth and weight per day of age is a big determinant of that ultimate profit, and as a judge, I don't know that out here. But, you know, the cattle that get to the top no doubt have muscle, and I'm confident that these top steers, these sale steers, will have some really good carcasses when you get them into the cooler.
Now, I know that you've worked with the University of Illinois judging team, and as they've gone through and looked at contests and have tried to pick the animals that score, you know, the highest, obviously, and help them hopefully win their contest. Mm-hmm. You know, what are those animals that are in those type of shows versus what you're seeing in a show like this? Are there, again, some similarities?
Yeah, so, I mean, there'll be a judging contest here at the Tulsa State Fair this weekend, and they'll use steers out of this show, so that's why a lot of the teams from all across the country will want to come here to compete in this contest, because sometimes it's hard to find these really top-end show steers to have in a judging contest, but when you have a contest affiliated with a show like this, then you have that potential. So, yeah, I mean, the steers that I would be that I was picking today when I was coaching, those would have been the kind of steers that I would have been directing the students to, you know, when we would be practicing, that would be the kind I would want them to be looking for.
Right. When you start thinking about the kid aspect of this thing, the 4-H FFA members that you've worked with today, what are you hoping that they gain out of an event like this?
Well, I mean, hopefully that's why everyone's here, is for the kids. And, you know, I think it's a great way to raise a family and to raise your kids. I grew up showing livestock. My kids are showing livestock. And there's so much that they learn. A lot of it they learn at home in terms of responsibility and just the kind of effort that it takes to have a project like this. But, you know, hopefully they also learn how to win. They learn how to take defeat. And that's an important life lesson as well. But also, you know, they just make a lot of contacts within the industry and hopefully are developing their people skills along the way. But, you know, hard work and time management and those kinds of things, having to get up every morning to go out there and take care of that steer, those are some important things that a lot of, I think, the youth maybe don't get, but they sure do in the livestock shows.
Dr. Dan Scheich, who's from the University of Illinois, the steer judge at this year's Tulsa State Fair Market Animal Show. That concluded on Thursday evening. Premium sales still to come on Friday. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.